Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I want to read to you guys something that just popped across my Twitter timeline. I just saw this. Shout out to my guy, Cole DeRoos. You guys heard him on the show last week. Follow him on YouTube. How about those Chiefs? So on NFL.com right now, they have the playoff pop probability. So right now on NFL.com, the Chiefs have a 46% chance of making it according to their algorithm. It's somewhere in the 46 to 53 range, depending on where you get your number from. Rob, if the Chiefs win this game, the Chiefs will have a 57% chance of making the postseason, according to NFL.com. If the Chiefs lose this game, they will have a 29% chance of making the postseason. Now, I'm not going to say that it is impossible for them to make the postseason if they lose this game, but at some point, the math is the math, and the math tells you that you probably need to get to 11 games if you want to feel comfortable about making the postseason. 10 could possibly get you in, but then it's about the right 10, and then who are you tied with? If you're tied at 10 with Jacksonville, you lose in that scenario. If you're tied at 10 with Buffalo in that scenario, you lose in that scenario. Let's say you lose to Houston. If you're tied with them, you guys get the point I'm making about the tiebreaker. So I don't want to make it seem like this is the season right here, because from a mathematical standpoint, that is not the case. But at some point, the math is the math. And when you already have five losses and we're not at Thanksgiving and you got to start racking those games up, man, a home game, and I don't care who it's against, it could be against the 2007 Patriots. You got to find a way to put these home games into your pocket. You don't have another difficult road game left, I would say, the rest of the year. The Cowboys' defense isn't very good. They're an inconsistent team. Tennessee's not that good. The Raiders are not that good. All of your core key, gotta have them games, are all at home. So this is the first one, and you gotta figure out a way. I don't care how you do it. I don't care what the score is. I don't care if it's pretty. I don't care if the officials help. I don't care if there's a controversy next week about how the I don't care about any of that. You got to figure out a way to win to keep your playoff hopes alive for another week if you're the Chiefs.
To further this point, and I was unaware of those playoff numbers, but to further this point, I've been thinking about this for a while now. The Chiefs' most important games down the stretch are at home. The Chiefs are 4-1 at Arrowhead. So, listen, the season has not gone the way anyone anticipated or most people listening will have wanted. The season has not gone the way Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid have wanted. Like, no one was at 5-5. Travis Kelce in the New Heights was talking about being frustrated at 5-5. I get it. But the good news is they have still made Arrowhead a real problem for opponents. They're 4-1. So the fact this game, this upcoming Sunday, is at Arrowhead makes me think those playoff numbers by Monday of next week will look like, oh, 57% make the postseason. By the way, 57%, still not great, but better. So you got to keep making Arrowhead a house of horrors for other people this season, because that's what they've done outside the Eagles game all season long. And the Colts are starting to regress a little bit, not a lot. Daniel Jones starting to regress a little bit. You got to take advantage of that on Sunday if you want to be a playoff team. Because if not, I don't really have a couple shows next week because of the holiday and the whole deal. But it's going to be, you know, threat level red if they lose this game about being a postseason team in 2025.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We got Patrick Mahomes coming up here in just a little bit. I want to share these stats to you guys before we play our conversation with the quarterback of the team. I think if the Chiefs get hot and turn around and make the postseason, I think for the most part, from a personnel standpoint, I think the Chiefs are going to largely stay the same. You might want them to get a different offensive coordinator. I might want them to get a different offensive coordinator. If the Chiefs go 6-1 down the stretch, and let's say they win in the wild card round and they lose in the divisional round, I think the Chiefs are largely going to stay the same, at least from a who is making the decisions standpoint. But on the flip side of this thing, if the Chiefs miss the postseason, there really isn't a track record, at least in recent memory, of everybody coming back, if that's the case. So I looked it up. There have been 5 teams in the last 25 years who have gone to the Super Bowl and then missed the playoffs the following season. So San Francisco did that a couple of years ago. You guys remember the Jimmy Garoppolo. They made it and then they missed it. It happened with Brock Purdy. Excuse me. They missed the playoffs last year. They then hired an offensive coordinator because Kyle Shanahan has been their offensive coordinator. So I'm guessing this came as a directive from up top. Obviously, we're not firing you, Kyle Shanahan. But hey, you got a lot on your plate right now when it comes to the offense. We are encouraging you to go hire somebody to share this responsibility with a little bit. I want to keep my job. All right, we'll go hire an offensive coordinator. They also got a new defensive coordinator because of that happened. The same thing happened to the Rams. You remember, Rams won the Super Bowl. Next year, missed the postseason. Sean McVay operates in a very similar way to Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan doesn't have an offensive coordinator. He calls the plays. The very next season, Sean McVay had to hire an offensive coordinator, and they got a new defensive coordinator with it. The same thing happened to the Panthers a couple of years ago. You guys remember the Panthers, the Cam Newton year. They went 15-1 the next season. They missed the postseason. All right, coming back that following year, they kept their offensive coordinator but fired their defensive coordinator. We can go through the last 5-10 examples of this thing. I looked them up today. If this season continues to go left, everybody ain't coming back. And I'm not talking about just from a personnel standpoint. There's obviously going to be changes. We just mentioned Mike Dana, the Christian Fulton deal. We'll see if Travis Kelce comes back. Like, there's going to be some money in free agency, and you're going to be in a position where you have one of the better draft picks that you've had over the last decade. So you're going to be in an opportunity to potentially wheel and deal, stockpile, and get more talent, re-up this thing, and try to go back to win the division coming up in 2026. But in the short term, everybody that is a part of the personnel and everybody that makes important decisions on the team, if this thing keeps going the way that it's going, Andy is going to be forced to make changes. And I don't think that pressure is just going to come from the fan base. I think that pressure is going to come from his boss. We all got bosses. We all answer to somebody. If your sales numbers are down and you get called, your boss is going to ask you, hey, what changes do you think you need to make to get your numbers back? I think Andy is going to be in that exact same situation. And I know Andy, like most people, is a creature of habit. And he wants to be around people that he know and around people that he trusts. When you needed an offensive coordinator because Eric Bieniemy took another job, you went with comfortable and you went and got Matt Nagy. When you needed a defensive coordinator after what happened with Bob Sutton back in 2018, you went with what you know, a former teammate, a former coworker. You got what you know. if this thing continues to go how it's been going, I think Clark is going to ask Andy to make some really, really difficult decisions, and he's going to have to let go of some people that he really cares about, some people that he loves, or tell those people that it is time for you to move on and we are going to need fresh blood. Now, let's see how the rest of the season plays itself out. We still got 7 weeks in the NFL season, but I looked this up. Of all the teams that have made the Super Bowl, missed the playoffs the next season, and what they did in that third year, man, everybody doesn't get a chance to come back. You aren't running it back for a third consecutive year. No, that's not how it goes. You make some big-time changes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.